Welcome to the all-new, Joe Biden-approved Security Perimeter Podcast. We have rebuilt, brought back a whole new, better podcast. It doesn't matter if you didn't like us before, we are still your podcast. We will be there for you, no matter what, putting science before lies, and smiling in a really creepy way. And now, our host, and my dad, Athanasios Christoulos, a.k.a. Saki.
So, Mariana, welcome to the new Security Perimeter Podcast.
I'm glad to be here.
You know, it's a new beginning for us in the podcast. New president, President Biden, Dr. Jill Biden.
Yeah.
And I thought because of COVID, I would choose like really relaxing music to start the podcast. So this podcast is about sensitivity, cultural sensitivity, you know, racial sensitivity.
That's your strength.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've always been sensitive.
You ask anybody, that's the first thing they'll mention about you.
Sensitive.
Yes.
And caring.
Very much.
And loving.
Very much.
Loving husband.
Yes.
Caring and sensitive husband.
Yes.
Political correctness also is another thing that I'm widely known for.
That's number one, yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's why, you know, I got a whole bunch of my former students to do this podcast.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is I'm going to teach them about how to be politically correct, culturally sensitive, and so forth.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think it's a very good Christmas goal.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
And for example, like one of the things that I asked them to do is... you know, I mean, we can't be biased against certain types of political leaders, for example, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
especially Putin or Trump.
Right. Exactly. So one of the things that, you know, we do in a podcast is I ask them to tell me who their favorite dictator is.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's an example of sensitivity.
Yes.
So, will you listen to the podcast, Mariana?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Not yet.
Okay, wait.
It sounds like invocation like session. Like, are you here with us right now? Can you hear us? He said he already added you, like just now.
Son of a gun. But wait, did I have to accept him? Okay. For some reason, it turned off. He's not fucking there. I can't find him.
Okay, let me see if I can add it.
Let me see. It doesn't give you the option to add him because it's... Okay, here it is. No, it's not that one. He doesn't have a login name. I don't see him. Can you see if you can add him?
Right.
Hello? Wait.
Oh!
Finally!
Haha! Excellent.
I still have to change my fucking wallpaper.
It's alright, don't change it. We need it.
I refuse to have dick butt here.
Don't get mad.
I'm just surprised. It's not even 10 and you're already...
I've already started?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get really worse. I mean...
We could make it a drinking game.
You may actually end up hanging... You may actually end up hanging up.
No, like for each time you say something that's either...
Inappropriate
in a way.
Well, you're all
like
gonna be...
Like a discriminatory joke, you know, like... Yeah, we drink and if... I laugh. If you get me to laugh at it, I drink.
No, we're gonna get wasted.
I think it's a Monday, so we're gonna have to reschedule that.
Yeah, like, let's not get wasted on a Monday, please.
Yeah.
Why?
We're in the middle of a pandemic, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Which,
final
what's the problem with... Yeah, but what's the problem getting wasted on Monday?
Some of us need to get up at, like, normal hours tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that doesn't apply to me.
I was going to get fired anyway.
Yeah, where are the other two? Are they coming?
I guess so. Like everybody said yes. So
what?
But Saki, like, don't put my name on it. Like, I know you say, like, you won't put it, and then you put it. Actually, don't put it. Like, I don't want this, like, coming up in some, like, contextless article, like, 20 years into the future, and losing my career over this.
You won't!
I know, but shut up. You know I am.
Okay, you know what I'll do? I'll put you as Mr. X. Okay, Facundo?
But like, last year you said that, and then you actually put my name, so...
Well, no, this year I'll put Mr. X, that you're Mr. X.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll say that Facundo, in the podcast, is actually Mr. X. Oh, that means that we can't say Facundo either. We have to say Mr. X. Innes, you got that?
I got that.
Okay. Call him Mr. X.
Mr. The rest Sausage.
The rest of you, I'm calling you by your name. So, I'm going to start, because it's like 10:02, and...
You can call me Johnny Sins.
What's that? What? What?
Nothing, forget about it.
Come on! It's the... Tell me!
No.
It's like...
Just get an OnlyFans.
You won't get it.
If what?
If you don't know what like who he is, you won't get the joke, so it's fine.
So, like, the look on my face is the same as the look on Innes' face?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so listen. We'll begin. I'll probably use some of the stuff we already recorded, but I just want to say that, you know, it's been a year since we've done a podcast. It's been a year since we did the Christmas special. Thank you guys very much for showing up. Mr. X. Bernardo is a new member of the group. And you'll find out why in a minute, because he's got a awesome sense of humor, and also he is probably more politically correct than I am. And Innes, of course, is here to serve as our moral compass and to tell us if we've gone too far. And we're still waiting for a couple of people, but we're going to begin. But I want to preface this with a couple of things. This is a new beginning for the podcast, because it's been a year since I've done anything. And, you know, hi, Sarah. You would think that I'm just introducing the podcast, and you would think that I would be able to do more episodes because of the pandemic. But, you know, the opposite, because it was always like just kind of like a kind of feeling. You know what I mean? You guys know what I mean? Like, you don't want to do anything unless you absolutely fucking have to.
Yes.
And I didn't absolutely fucking have to do the podcast, so I just didn't do it. But now I'm going to take it seriously, okay? That's number one. Number two, we're going to do the complete opposite that we've done other years in this podcast. We are going to be culturally, racially, religiously sensitive in this particular podcast, okay? So, no more of that nonsense from other years. So to start the podcast, I just wanted to demonstrate the cultural sensitivity, which I think is going to be the hallmark of this podcast. I wanted to have a song to demonstrate how much I care about, you know, things. So you can make comments about, you know, what you think of the song. The world today seems you can hear it right now. I don't know if it's too loud. So it's about love. It's about loving the Chinese. Innes, what do you think?
This isn't gonna end.
This sounds very sketchy.
Why?
I'm not buying it.
This is a good thing. I don't understand why. Well, it's actually 2 billion now.
Should I be drinking moonshine? I feel like.
Yeah. Like, go get a banjo or something.
Yeah,
definitely.
Somewhere around here.
What the hell is wrong? See? This is love. It's about love.
work. Well, Chinese people love kusaki.
Think all the many things they've done to impress. Yeah. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching, and chess. 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 Chinese. I like Chinese.
I like
their tiny little trees.
Wow.
Look, it's so culturally sensitive that they British comedians are singing in British singers are singing in Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't get more. You can't get more culturally sensitive than that.
It's not sensitive. It's stereotypical.
Because I'm never gonna say the Kung Flu again. Okay? Never gonna say Kung Flu.
That is.
So you're headed there.
Okay? Because that's bad. I'm never gonna say the Chinese virus again.
Yeah, like if you say the Chinese virus from now on, I will get offended.
You will? Mr. X?
Yeah.
Can I say Kung Flu?
No, I will get really, really offended and triggered.
With Kung Flu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything against the Asians, I'll get really offended.
I can't believe there's a song about this.
Is there a reason why the Asians in particular?
Yeah, because there are new overlords.
Are
new overlords.
Do you know what? That's a good point. And you know what?
And I would ask to please be kept as a pet instead of a slave.
You could be. You know what you can be. Do you ever see Planet of the Apes? Is one of the movies where you know the old Planet of the Apes, right?
The old
series. Did you ever see it? Where like one of the episodes they had the chimpanzees as like slave workers, but they treated them well.
Yeah.
Did you remember that? Was that one?
Congress.
Yeah.
Was that the Congress Channel?
The what?
Congress Channel.
Effect is left. Okay, so in that movie, like the humans have the chimpanzees.
I actually wanted to be called Johnny Sins, but Saki didn't want to. So.
Johnny Sins. But you guys should watch that episode. It's fucking. I can see you doing that. So listen, I was gonna ask you guys something. I just demonstrated that I'm no longer. Listen, racism is bad. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we agree that racism bad. Racism bad.
So talking about Chinese only reaching your knees.
Yeah, but no, but hold on. I mean, if you say good things about them, then it's okay.
No, if you want to help other people, you have to stop.
No, not like, help other people. Like you have to. Yeah. No, but you have to be more. We all have to say how we're going to be more sensitive. Okay.
I just told you I'm going to stop all traffic lights in the world.
How's that being more sensitive?
Well,
look, for example,
because people have the freedom to move freely without traffic lights.
No, I don't buy it. Let me give you another example of what I'm talking
about. No, I have an example.
Cop lives matter. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Okay. There's an example. White cop lives matter. I bet Bernardo, our the new member of the team, can you give us an example of how you're going to be more sensitive? Like, for example, you know, the song I Love Chinese and White Cop Lives Matter. Those are my two examples.
Okay, I got another one.
All right.
I just wouldn't give a shit about what anything did. Like, why would I care about a specific race, a specific set of people with some particular characteristics? Why would I care more or less about it?
Depending on their characteristics.
That's something I live by.
Unless they're German, right? Because Germans are racist?
No, like I shouldn't give a shit that they're German.
But they're racist. And we gotta stop racism. Mr. X.
Yeah. I actually am doing something right now. I have a new girlfriend and she's half black. So I'm doing that to like make me myself more sensitive towards people of color.
Okay, see, you know what? If you wore blackface, then that would be a sign of respect.
No, wait. Is it the top half, bottom half, left half? Which half?
Top half. She lost.
Top half. Okay.
No, but if
she lost both her legs in a car crash.
Okay,
so
but
half black.
My God.
Okay, but if you wore blackface like Trudeau, like five times,
that I wore it every night to bed.
But that would be a sign of respect. I think you should go over to her family for dinner with blackface. I think they'll really appreciate it. They'll find
it.
Yeah. That was like I wear it every night. With them,
okay.
So
well, I'm proud of you.
Be more respectful though that he just paints his down half black so that they match.
This is totally sexist. I said the exact same thing.
Yeah,
she
but you know what? It makes more sense in his context because it sounds much more sarcastic, like I'm making it up. It sounds, get it? I mean, when you said it, it sounded like you meant it. When I said it, it was obvious I was fucking around. Because I'm saying it's a sign of respect for the girlfriend. The family will like it. Get it? That's sarcasm. It's 100% sarcasm.
I mean, I just got to joke about Trudeau being maybe his face black. I had forgotten about that fact.
Five times. Ines, what are you going to... Because you are the worst perpetrator on these kinds of issues, what is it that you're going to change, sort of like a New Year's resolution to be more, you know, sensitive, culturally, racially, you know what I mean, right?
Well, I think I would like turn to this new vision of not seeing color, you know, like there's no such thing as color. So I don't see color. I won't see color in people anymore. Like, I don't care if they're black or they're white. I don't know. I don't get that. I don't know that. I'm colorblind now. So that would be, like, my way to shifting to being more.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're going to stab both your eyes. in order to...
No, come on. That's ridiculous. She's just going to pour some bleach over them. It's fine.
Exactly.
Okay,
easier.
That way
it would hurt less.
That would be the exact opposite. You would be seeing everything white with the bleach.
But you know what? If the problem is that maybe she won't see Chinese, but she'll understand them because they'll be, you know, the accent, right?
So you have to become deaf too.
Well, no, because then deaf. We gotta stick shit in her ear as well, both ears like this and in the eyes.
Yeah.
And then you will be the perfect human being.
Yeah.
And we all have to cook, eat undercooked bat as well.
Listen, you're being culturally, you're doing it, remember? I thought I played that song for a reason.
Yeah,
you to understand.
We should embrace the culture. It's clearly superior. We should embrace it.
I mean, most of China is okay already. Maybe they got their, like, antibodies or something out of the bats.
Maybe because it's such an awesomely good government that they've, like, shut down everything. Nobody can leave their house. They're all technically, like, in jail. And that way the virus is not spreading. Or they could be doing, you know, the Russian thing, which is, or Mexican thing, which is to lie about how many people actually have... COVID. But
no,
in Mexico, they're not lying. It's true. There's only four people
true,
in Mexico that have
COVID. There's
no COVID
here.
No COVID.
No,
we have the detente.
The what?
The detente.
The what? What the hell is that?
Oh,
you know what I did? You know, I started feeling a little sick the other day. So I ended up going to church and getting an amulet. And then I took a syringe and I filled it up with some bleach and stuck it in me. And guess what? I feel awesome. I feel real good right now.
Well, you know what happened when great minds combined.
Well,
you mean,
wasn't the recipe to drink some Lysol?
Did she just insult me? Oh, great minds. AMLO, you mean, right?
Yeah. Like you combined two great minds together.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we have to talk about how they stole the election from him. Because, like, come on, that shouldn't stand
in a
country like the U.S.
Right? You're
no,
just being
stole cute. The election from Master
no,
Trump.
No,
you can't
no,
say otherwise.
No,
you know how I know they stole it? Because the Chinese didn't recognize him. And if the Chinese didn't recognize him, that means it's not true.
Look, if there's anyone in the world who knows about elections being stolen, it's AMLO. and he has not congratulated Biden.
Right.
It's because he knows this election was stolen as well.
It
was just a ploy for Melania to get divorced.
You know what? You guys are a bunch of racists, okay? You're a bunch of racists. Listen, let me tell you something. The other day, I was speaking with Ines, and Ines said to me she wanted to get a copy of Harris's birth certificate, okay? Because, you know, I mean, come on. Enough already with that kind of stuff. The birth certificate.
Where is she even from?
Well, who fucking knows? That's why we need to see her birth certificate.
She does have, like,
an accent, well, right?
A long political career. Like, she's not that new.
No, but like a vice president should be like from a real state, like Arkansas.
Yeah.
If
we're going
to look at Biden's birth certificate, we should look at Biden's, because he was like born before the U.S. was created.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that was Bernie Sanders. Actually, Biden was the first citizen.
Yes, yes. They fought the independence war, you know?
Against each other, actually.
Who's older, Chabelo or like Bernie Sanders?
Dude, when like
the meteorite killed the dinosaurs.
Wait, who's got a worst case of Alzheimer's? AMLO or Biden? Have you seen Biden sometimes in those interviews? Like where he just like kind of pauses for a long time and
He stuttered.
No. No, the eyes go a little glossy and he kind of smiles like this.
That's because he stuttered. He's his daughter.
Have you seen AMLO talk?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but I didn't want
to. It takes him like 2 minutes to get out of sentence.
Have you seen Trump?
No, but I know, but it does. I get it. I totally understand. But, you know, sometimes you look at Biden, right? And he's standing there and he's got that weird, that pause, that really long, unnecessarily long pause. And he smiles. I'm telling you, man, a pedophile when he does that.
That's when he like realizes he said like the wrong word, and it's kind of like Waze when you miss your exit, and it just has to like recalculate the sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's all. Have you noticed that it's always the same smile? Like
he does that every time he like smells someone's hair. He does that.
No, when he does this, can you see this? Can you see me trying to smile here? He does it. It's all like the, it's all this side here.
Yeah, yeah, he's remembering when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. No. That's like his recalculating face, you know?
Yeah.
Like recalculating sentence.
With the sound like, you know, like when the brain realizes it's behind.
Yeah. Ines is not allowed to talk because she's a racist, because she wants to see Kamala Harris's birth certificate.
Yeah.
You know what she said to me?
Is that her real name?
Exactly. You know what she said to me? Kamala Obama coincidence?
I think not.
Exactly, Zara.
Yeah.
You did not get that reference, Zaki, but okay.
No, I didn't get it. Can you explain it to me?
It's from a Pixar movie. It's from, what is it?
Facundo.
The Incredibles.
Facundo's like smiling too much. Sorry, Mr. X is smiling too much.
No,
I've never seen him smile this much. It's starting to scare me a little bit.
I'm just texting someone. Don't worry.
Who are you texting?
He's half black girl.
My mama.
Yeah.
Wait, who are you texting? Somebody in the group, or are you texting?
No.
Are you texting your girlfriend telling her that you're going to do blackface out of respect?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did she say? I don't know about you guys, but have you noticed, like, you know, he wanted to do the diversity thing in us, right? So you have a lot of women, I mean, that's great. I think it's awesome. But I think he went a little overboard with the Jews. There's just too many Jews in the cabinet.
How many Jews are there in the cabinet?
Or just the one guy who's... Secretary of State, just the one.
Yeah, that's way too much.
It's just way too much. I mean, you know.
I mean, we already control the world. I don't think it was necessary to have us like to have a Jew in the cabinet. You know.
This is coming from you, the Jew.
And the second, the, I don't know how it's called, the Kamala's
husband.
Husband is Jew too.
No way.
Yeah.
Fuck. See, that's why I have QAnon back here, okay? This is what's going on here. This is this big conspiracy that's going on. Well, you admit it, Sarah.
The Secretary of Homeland Security is also Jew.
No, he's not.
According to the Jewish Journal. Really, there is a Jewish Journal.
Yes, there is.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called the New York Times.
That's good. You even got Innes. Innes is taking a drink now. That was really good.
The drinking game is now starting.
Now we have nowhere to go but downhill. We peaked.
We peaked
early with that comment. That would have been better if it came a little bit later in the podcast. So. Yeah.
Let me a couple more drinks and there will be like a few more.
Please drink up.
No, there really is something that is like slightly coming around in social media. Like getting
porn?
Native American.
Lots of fiber. Porn?
No.
What?
Porn.
No, Native American viral videos, like viral TikToks with their traditional dances and costumes and all that. I mean, they're really awesome, and they're like allow you to approach that culture a little bit more, I believe. I mean, it's cool.
Because Saki has the same recalculating face as Biden.
<Do-do-do>.
What the fuck are you talking about, Bernardo? Now, you sound sensitive, but like in a real way.
No,
it is. That's the deal. It is.
What the hell happened to you? Yeah, sure.
There are like trends on Instagram and TikTok where Native Americans are making dances around the viral music that other people use, and that's a real trend. And that's, it's going viral. You got the same face. Yeah, she's right.
Well, I mean, look, if the Prime Minister of Canada is going to paint his face black 5 times, then I guess it's okay for everyone. This thing about self-love, Facundo self-loves himself like 4 or 5 times a day, actually. Especially during COVID. Not Facundo, I'm sorry. Mr. X self-loves himself. Mr. X self-loves himself 4 or 5 times a day.
Those are rookie numbers. You have to put those numbers up. Like, those are rookie numbers.
Yeah.
You're talking about, like,
you can put it at least.
Well,
he's already kicked out of Russia. Why are we calling him Mr. X today?
He doesn't want to be kicked out of the U.S. too.
He's not going to the U.S. He's going to Canada. He's worried that they're going to give a shit about the podcast in Canada. It's like,
no,
he thinks I'm that fucking important.
Canada.
20 years from now, he doesn't
kick you out of Canada. They'd just be like, oh, sorry, here, have a donut.
Yeah, have a donut and a cup of coffee from Tim Hortons. Yeah.
No, but the thing is, he doesn't, 20 years from now, he would hate if he had a wife which comes from a black heritage.
Are you talking about Trudeau or Mr. X?
Mr. X.
Yeah, but if he goes to Canada, this whole self-love thing, it's encouraged.
Human will have a wife.
I mean, I don't know. Because you were talking about a girlfriend. That's the only reason I'm assuming.
But the whole self-love thing
in
Canada...
Maybe that one would be like a third Asian.
A what?
Yeah, but it's a black family. I'm expected to run away.
Listen, Facundo, don't...
Yes.
Motherfucker. But only after she has, like, a kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you run away.
And if the kid special needs, even more so.
No. I feel bad for
Ines. Ines?
No, that
moral compass here. Moral compass here.
I laughed at the first one.
No,
like running away first.
Oh god.
This one went a little bit further than even Khashoggi.
Yeah, but
for it.
Okay, Sarah.
No, sorry. Okay.
Look, I don't want to. I don't, Sarah. I don't want to talk about the Jews. But do you know any good Jewish jokes?
Jokes?
Yeah.
Look, I should, but I don't. I'm sorry.
I mean, I know good Greek jokes. Do you want? No.
Sure. Go ahead.
How do you separate the boys from the men in the Greek army?
Those who fought for the French and those who didn't.
No, with a crowbar.
I actually know a Jewish joke.
Okay, tell us. Ines knows a Jewish joke. Tell us a Jewish joke.
I know a Jewish joke. So, Abraham is dying, okay, and he's in his bed, and all his family is there, and he's asking, you know, like, Sarah, are you there? Yes, I'm here, Father. And, like, Simon, are you there? Yes, I'm here, Father.
Was Sarah
Abraham
one of
Junior,
his daughters?
Are you there? Yes, I'm here, Father. Then who the hell is in the business?
That was good. I like it.
Okay, what about a Mexican joke? Anybody know a Mexican joke?
Zach, you were Mexican. It's already a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
No, come on, give me a Mexican joke. Bernie.
Yeah, I didn't get it, I'm sorry.
Okay, do you have any good jokes? Like, do you have any, like, maybe some, I don't know, Russian jokes or Czech jokes or something like that?
No, I'm too politically correct for that one.
Oh, give me a fucking break. What's wrong with you today? Oh, when we're playing D&D.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Why don't Mexicans like cold weather?
What?
Because they're afraid of ice.
Did you just make that up?
No, I found it.
That's good. I didn't think of that. Okay, let's find, again, not that I want to pick, you know, talk about the Jews, but, okay, can I ask you guys this? What's your favorite war?
Worst date ever.
Actually, dude, you know what? That's a great line to open up on a date. Hey, nice to meet you. What's your favorite war? Or you could do this. Who's your favorite, like, you know, mass murdering leader?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. What's the...
Ines, who's your favorite dictator? Dead or alive?
Worst fucking date ever.
Dead or alive, who's your favorite dictator? And it could be, not because you admire them, but because you think they're, like, they're funny and weird.
Okay, I like Perón.
He's a fascist. No. Okay, why did you like Perón? He was hot, right?
He was hot, had a hot wife, so you
hot
gotta
wife,
give him that.
Yeah. Didn't she die young?
He came back, like, he wouldn't give up, so I...
Yeah, and, like, he bounced between, like, every, like, corner of the political spectrum at some point.
Okay.
And that's into
extra points. Good answer.
Like, from the right, from the left, from the center,
good,
like,
good.
Liberal, conservative, everything.
Great answer.
A dynamic guy.
All right. Sarah, who's your favorite dictator? Dead or alive?
I mean, it's going to sound, like, cheesy or whatever, but Stalin.
Oh my god.
That's weird. I mean,
yeah,
the man did kill.
Cheap,
all right.
He got away with everything.
What?
You know? He got away with everything he did. You know? Like, he's forgiven by most of the world because they won the Second World War. You know?
They did not win the Second World War. Didn't you listen to my fucking podcast on World War II where I went through why?
Not like the specifics of winning a war. But they're part of the team, you know?
Oh, yes, that they were part of the team, most definitely, yeah.
So, in, like, the general thoughts of the world, like, Russia won the Second World War, Stalin was allowed to kill people, like...
You know what the thing there is? It's that at the same time, there was somebody who was actually even worse, or at least perceived as being worse, Hitler. So that kind of helped Stalin's image, you know, because Stalin could say, hey, you know, I'm not as bad as the other guy, right?
Right, and, like, he got his veto power, you know? He's fine. They're fine.
Veto power, you mean Hitler or Stalin?
Stalin.
Well, Stalin, they still they celebrate him now in Russia. So there you go. All right. You're like, okay. Valentina, please don't pick some obscure freaking dictator in Paraguay or Uruguay or something like that. Give us somebody that we all might know.
Tell him what your dog's name is.
Oh my god.
Otto?
Porfirio?
Oh, yes, we call my dog
Milosevic. Isn't it fantastic?
Holy crap, that's two out of the three so far have picked mass murderers.
Well, you asked me for a dictator and then you came up with
what?
My dog.
Yeah, but I mean, he was more than a dictator. The guy was a mass murderer. He was... Okay, so why Milosevic?
Isn't that one of the, like, check marks to have if you're a dictator?
Yeah. Fair enough.
He's a mass murderer.
Fair enough. Why do you call your dog Milosevic?
Yeah.
So my dog's name is Milo, and so my dad decided to baptize it Milosevic Popovic. But none of us knew who he was until, like,
you looked it up.
And now just stuck.
Ines?
Mr. X.
Yeah.
Favorite dictator.
I don't know. There's so many to choose from. How am I supposed to choose just one?
Come on, just one. Dead, alive, anything.
Pol Pot.
Pol Pot. There's a pattern here. You're all choosing people who are considered mass murderers, but could you tell us why Pol Pot?
Yeah, because it sounds like crock pot, and I'm hungry.
Plus, he got rid of all the evil neoliberals, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so that was... yeah. Okay. I'm even more shocked than you are, to be quite honest with you. I mean... All right. Bernardo, my good buddy. Pick a dictator that you admire or that you find interesting, rather. Historic, alive, dead.
It's a pretty easy one for me. It's Don Porfirio Diaz.
Okay, why?
I studied at Itam and we basically love him.
Okay, why? Why would you love Porfirio Diaz?
He was
pretty much a mass murderer as well.
It's a great restaurant downtown.
Sorry, why Porfirio Diaz?
I mean...
Oh, I know why. Because he made the Mexican population much more white than it was before. What?
Like, I would like to say about it was because of the train rails and all the... like, science for progress shit.
Oh, yeah. You know who else liked train rails?
Yeah, Hitler.
Fuck. So I guess I just love Hitler.
Actually,
right?
Porfirio Diaz kind of modeled himself after the Germans, right? So.
I think it was actually French. I wouldn't know that much.
Oh, was
about
it French? Okay, you're right. I think you're right.
I mean, he was a big fan of the French culture, I believe.
Okay.
I wouldn't know that much about him, but yeah, I just.
You know, I mean, he's popular in Mexico. I know a lot of people who like him. My father-in-law likes him a lot.
No, we love him at Itam, but he's not really popular in Mexico.
Well,
they can't,
you know, like I said, he made Mexican population a lot more white. I hope you get that, right? You do get that?
Could you put it a little bit more clear?
Do you understand what I'm saying? Porfirio Diaz made Mexican population more white.
By doing what?
Well, exactly. He killed a lot of indigenous people.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
He did. I keep telling you. It's like a checkmark for being a dictator to be a mass murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know which one I would choose? Nobody's asked me, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it because nobody cares about me today. I don't understand what's going on.
Who's
yeah.
yours?
Kim Jong-un.
Interesting.
Pure entertainment value.
Yeah.
The haircut, for starters, okay? You got to get a haircut like that and go on TV, you gotta have some serious fucking guts. Alright? Okay? Number two, the whole weight thing, right? That, like, now he's practically at the point that he needs to be moved around in one of those, like, Diablos. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
No, but I think he gets a lot of shit he doesn't deserve. Like, imagine being the only fat kid in your country. Like, not just your school, your country.
Oh, that was good.
God, Mr. X is on a roll today. The other thing that I find very interesting about the guy is the way he, like, assassinates his opponents. I mean, you know, most you know, like, take South American dictators, right? They put them in a jail, they torture them, and then they hang him and they kill him, right? Because they throw
them out of the plane into, like,
beach. Right, right. The whole point being that you don't want to be so public about it. I mean, you want to make sure everybody knows it's happening so they behave properly, right? But no, this guy, what he does is, like, you know, like the Zocalo of Pyongyang. Is it? Anyway, so he puts people up against, like, the wall in the Zocalo, and he executes them with, like, an anti-aircraft gun.
Oh,
an anti-aircraft gun. It's got, like, I don't know, minimum 32 caliber, probably 88 caliber. I mean, these huge fucking shells. Let's put it this way. After 3 seconds, there's, like, nothing left of the person.
Yeah, but I mean, he has anti-aircraft guns, and he doesn't have anyone to use them on, so...
Well, he's killed them all!
Yeah, but, like, he's avoiding wasting anti-aircraft ammunition. He's just being, like, ecologic about it.
Well, but he's shooting them with any aircraft. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's not cool to, like, gas the people anymore. Now you have to do something cooler.
You have to be creative.
Okay.
Damn.
Sure. It's just, I mean, it's like you really... I got a bit of I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm kind of confused. I feel like innocent in one of my classes. We're all bored now, and we're gonna end the podcast, Bernie. And you're new to the group, so you don't know that we have this tradition where we sing a Christmas song at the end of the podcast, Christmas special. So, can you recommend the song, Bernie?
I think there's just a fistful of them. So,
but a nice Christmas song, you know.
Well, actually, there was one I actually enjoyed quite a bit back in the day. It was
Little Drummer Boy. We can sing Little
Drummer
Boy. Huh?
Sleigh Ride. That was my favorite.
Who?
Sleigh Ride.
Right.
Slave?
Slave, like in the...
Oh,
like
slave?
Guys, you know what? You know what we could do, Bernardo?
You tell me.
We can have an Aguila Hava. You know, we can be sensitive by doing that, Valentina. Hava Nagila Hava. Are you still there?
Hanukkah just started?
Yeah, but.
No, but that's too Jewish, right? We don't want to do that. Yeah. Plus, we've done the Hava Nagila Hava thing. So.
What are the lyrics to Sleigh Ride? I don't remember
that. Yeah. No. I got a good song. Listen, I have an idea. Every year we do a Christmas song. This year, in order to, you know, to apologize to Putin for all the evil things, right, Valentina Facundo? We've been, sorry, Mr. X, you've been worried about, you know, getting on some kind of blacklist. So I think what we should do is sing the Soviet national anthem. Because I found the Soviet national anthem, but sung in English. I think of the Soviet Union and or Russia and or Putin. So, Valentina, would you be willing to, you know, sing the Soviet national anthem with us, and we can sing along to that. What do you think, Facundo?
That could work. Yeah.
Bernard, are you up for that? I know. I mean, I know it's not a Christmas song, but
I mean, but there's no such thing that brings more cheer than the Soviet Union. So.
And Russia and Putin, right? So.
I mean,
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
What do you think of the Soviet Union if it's not Christmas cheer and family unity?
Well, when I think of like diversity and cultural and democracy and all the good things in the world, that's like positive. I agree with you, Facundo. Or the Russian national.
I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you, Valentin. You were totally fucking awesome. I mean, I have to say. Your performance right now was absolutely spectacular. 10 out of 10 for being totally useless.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for this year.
See, because I needed a good lead-in. I needed a good lead-in to this, and you gave me that. You know, you helped me.
No, it was the proper, you know, 2020 equals Valentina equals useless.
20...
It's perfect.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, guys, so... We got to figure out a way to end this thing in a reasonably normal way, because this has been real fucking nasty. One of the nastier ones.
And by the way, did you know that the music from the Soviet anthem and the Russian anthem are the same music?
Yes, I did. Yep. He just exchanged. Okay. Here we go. We got a list of this. This one was posted by Misha. Wait, are you? It's gonna load.
For Stalin and Hitler, oh my god!
The great Soviet Union lived through the ages, a dream of a people, their fortress secure. Long live our Soviet motherland!
Did you ever know that's what it was saying? Fuck, this is totally awesome!
Never.
Fuck,
that's crazy,
it's a great anthem. It's much better than the Mexican one, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not hard. It's a low bar.
Huh?
That's a low bar.
It's a low bar.
Yeah. Like the ground.
Long live the people united and free. Yes. That's when I think of the Soviet Union and Stalin. Remember the part, a rainbow of diversity in the Soviet, in Russia and the Soviet Union.
And freedom, yeah.
In a friendship pride by fire, long may our crimson flag inspire, shining in glory for all men to see. Today's
okay, so like there are no women in that country.
Of course not.
Get it? For all men to see?
That's why Stalin had to get a love child with Hitler.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's making more sense.
Even the health of this.
Didn't they Stalin our leader?
I don't know.
I
don't understand all the words.
So.
We were
seeing
there.
Maybe
so,
because
yeah.
It breaks
the
a little bit.
Doesn't matter.
It sounds like it.
You know what? Even if it isn't, we'll just say that it is. Because it's true. If we say it on the podcast, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the internet. Everything in here is true.
We should put in like a subliminal message saying go vaccinate your kids, go vaccinate your kids.
I want to go to Russia. You mean
you're
like that kind of subliminal message?
Russia ever.
Maybe if I put this in the podcast, I can get Russians to listen to my podcast. Huh? I'm thinking, man. This brain is always thinking.
It must be Stalin, our leader.
It doesn't?
It does. And Stalin, our leader, with faith in the people, inspired us to build up the land that we love.
Okay. All right, so Stalin is in the Soviet anthem. Cool, very cool. Long live our Soviet fatherland. Long live our... Okay, okay, you know what we got to do?
His fatherland and motherland.
Yeah, we know that Putin brought back the anthem. Why don't we see Russian national anthem, Russian anthem English, all right? Okay, I'll have to read you the lyrics. Russia, our holy nation. Russia, our beloved country. Wow, that took a long... A mighty will, great glory, those are all yours for all time.
Sounds like a wizardry stuff, like an enchantment or something.
Be glorious or free. What? Be glorious or free motherland? Our free. Oh, be glorious, our free motherland. Well, okay, I think we should keep this in, and it's important to keep it in to show that this is a diverse podcast, right? And that we love Russia and its people and its president, and the democracy coming out of the country is just, it's nauseatingly wonderful and beautiful. Every planet, every country on the planet should be either like Russia or occupied by Russia. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, totally makes sense, right? And yeah. Honestly, if you look around the world, Putin is the best leader we can possibly have. You are unique in the world, one of a kind. No, but we want more. We want more of Russia. Native land protected by God.
Is it a Christian God?
Yeah, they got religious on us all of a sudden. Be glorious, our freedom. Okay, so I mean, that's it. That's basically it. That we love you, Putin.
We love you.
We love you, Putin.
Please listen to Saki's podcast.
Guys, you guys suck.
All right. Well, thanks for helping me do this podcast to try to steer up some interest in
No, I have confidential information that they're gonna launch the Soviet Union again. I already got my invites for the opening party in January 2021.
Why did you get one?
Because I'm so much a fan of the Russians.
Me too. And if you could tell your contacts in Russia that I love them, and I wish I was Russian. I really, like, I'm embarrassed to say that I'm Greek Canadian. Because really, I want to be Russian. I know Sarah feels the same way, and Facundo, well, we already lost him to well, no, I'm sorry. He already is Russian. Valentina admitted.
I've got Soviet genes. I'm good to go.
That's probably true, actually. Yeah.
No, it is true.
Okay, all right. Well, we should worship you then.
So you're bringing race into this all of the sudden?
Yeah. You brought race into this? All right, guys. And that I need to be a better human being, and being a better human being means following in the footsteps of our glorious leader, Putin. Right, Tara?
Yeah.
There we go. Facundo? Yes?
Yeah. Completely agree.
Okay, so you get a little piece of the anthem for saying yes. Ines, are you an honorary Russian in love with Putin? Like me?
Of course. I've always been.
Okay. Always been. She gets a larger piece of the national anthem in Russia.
You actually get to eat tonight.
Age-old union of fraternal people. You see? It's a rainbow of cultures, okay?
Of course.
And finally, Valentina, are you willing to accept the blood of Putin and the sacrifice he made in order for us to be... better, that his sacrifice is our gain.
Of course, I wish I was a real Russian.
Well, you get a real I'm depressed now. You know why? Because the only person here who's like got at least some Russian blood is Sarah. So you know what? Sarah wins again.
It's true. I always win. I'm so good at this game.
You won. Are you proud?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm keeping that. That's actually good.
I mean, as Jews and then as women, we get very few wins.
Okay. Do you want a larger? Are you angry now? Do you want a larger piece of the anthem in order to?
I want the Stalin is our leader part. Can I get that?
You know what? It's not in the new anthem. Okay. I love you all. You stay healthy, otherwise I'm gonna kick your asses, alright?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and everybody wave hello to Putin. Hello, Putin. Hello. From Mexico with love, Putin. Yay, we love you, Putin, in Mexico. Yes, okay.
Long live Putin.
Huh?
Long live Putin.
That Putin.
We love Putin.